It is 7:46. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. When state lawmakers meet for the regular session in January, they'll do what they always do, debate policy and hammer together a budget. WUSF's education reporter Kathy Carter spoke with Thomas Labasso, the president of Daytona State College and head of the Association of Florida Colleges, about the budget priorities for the state's 28 college system.
Now, last year, the state college system had a $30 million plus budget cut. You sent a letter as the head of the Council of Presidents of State Colleges to the governor saying that cuts will be detrimental to state and local communities and could take years to restore and even longer to recover.
Yes, I think people need to understand that it's on the backdrop of, you know, we haven't raised tuition in 7 years, which is a good thing for the students. But in order to do that, you do need to have an investment at the institution. So little things that over time, if not corrected quickly in getting some funding back, you'll see the effects of less advisors, less full-time faculty teaching and more adjunct faculty and those kinds of things that over time you would see a lessening in the quality of the experience that our students may have.
Dr. Labasso, this year the state colleges are asking for $286 million, 80 of that is for performance-based funding, which is split between the individual institutions in the state. Can you share with us what else you'd like the state to invest in for the college system as we look ahead to the new session?
Sure. The other piece we're asking for is $14 million in industry certifications, directly helping students getting a credential to help them with seeking a job. Then moving on, we are asking for $75 million for workforce preparation to help us increase degrees and certificates to fill employment gaps. We think $75 million will help us start new programs or even expand. A lot of the programs we do are workforce-oriented, and they tend to be expensive. I'll give you an example. You know, at Daytona State, we offer a machining program, and you only can put 18 students in that lab and requires a full-time professor as well as an assistant for safety, and we'd like to expand those. The demand is out there, but we can't do that without the investment. And then we're asking for $67 million in student success, and a big piece of it is we want to try to improve our student-to-advisor ratio. As a system, our student-to-advisor ratio is one advisor to 730 students. So you can imagine that's a little difficult to manage a load like that. So we'd like to really invest in our advising so that we can keep people on the proper path and give them the proper advice so that they can finish as early as possible in a program that meets their needs. And then we're asking for $50 million as part of that overall number to recruit and retain high-quality faculty. So that's a 10,000-foot view of our priorities for this year. I think it reflects the goals of the state to help attract businesses and retain businesses because we're the colleges that are producing the workforce that they need.
I'm wondering, are Florida State colleges competing with the Florida University system in any way?
In terms of resources, I think everybody's competing for resources. There's always just a finite amount of resources. But as far as competing in terms of what we do, I think not. I think, you know, we have different missions, different market. Many of our students are place-bound, working adults. I think we do serve pretty distinct missions.
And finally, moving forward, what's your vision for the state college system in the next 10 years or so? What should the system look like?
I do think the state is in really good shape. I think, you know, economically we've grown and we're attracting businesses, which I think will give us sustainable type growth. So the Florida college system will be an ever important role in producing and training the workforce. So I think we will grow in enrollment. For a lot of students, this is the only option for them to start their college career. So I do feel we'll get the support we need to be successful.
Thomas Labasso is head of the Association of Florida Colleges.